24 red roses for only $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon and enter the code Larry. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com, code Larry. Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still have some problems here on 270. Accident cleanup continues. First of all, let's start out of Frederick, where you're in great shape, leaving Frederick down toward Urbana, Clarksburg, and Germantown. Now, for everyone pushing beyond that, if you're heading out of Rockville, that's where we're seeing delays now. So everyone slows heading down to the lane divide. The left side, that's the culprit of the delays, because everyone go in those left lanes to head over toward Rockledge Drive, Old Georgetown Road. Still have accident cleanup. The left lane remains blocked, so they're now allowing the two right lanes to get by there. If you're heading the right side and down toward Democracy Boulevard, your travel lanes are open, but now you're sitting in the delays waiting to get there, so you know. Now on to the Beltway we go. Once you get down there from the River Road area, down across the Legion Bridge, each direction over the Legion Bridge and Woodrow Wilson Bridge runs delay-free. Beltway's in great shape here early on. No problems to report coming out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 through Chevrolet, quiet down to New York, Kenilworth Avenue. Have a crash that's just reported. If you're heading 295 in the northbound direction, just north of the Beltway, heading up toward Blue Plains, crews were checking in that area. See a slight slowdown starting to form. Update sponsored by Tax Doctor. Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Well, call the Tax Doctor to settle tax debt for less. 800-542-9112. That's 800-542-9112. And now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather now on the move. A low of clouds as they continue to roll on in as we head through this morning, becoming mostly cloudy, if not already up to 47. Upper 30s tonight. Rain coming in for tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Chantilly, 19 and only, 28 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Tax Doctor. The House votes to fund the government and end the shutdown. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. Government shutdown bonanza going on. Brian Kilmeade coming up with us at 7:05 this morning. Stay tuned for that. He'll be with us in studio. 7:35, Steve Kastenbaum is our correspondent in South Korea as the opening ceremonies get underway. 8:05, Harlan Hill will be with us. He's battling with D.C.'s mayor. It'll be great to talk to him about that fight. And then Kevin Cork of the Fox News Channel will be with us at 8:35 this morning. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And I'm so glad we're having an in-studio guest because at least you didn't wear your pajamas today.
Yes, which I cleaned up for once.
Wonderful. And you showered, which is fantastic. Let's talk about the budget, or as they like to call it, a spending deal, because it's no longer a budget. Who are we kidding? There is no cutting. There is no savings. There is no getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse, as they like to talk about. It's just, hey, how much more can we spend and how much can we raise taxes to try to get more money? That's all it's about. So the House of Representatives, early this morning, I mean, they were there into the wee hours of the morning. They were still there when we were getting up to come here, to come to work. That's it. So they worked overnight. They voted to approve a two-year budget package. Now, that budget now will head to the president's desk. The deal includes a stopgap temporary measure to prevent a government shutdown. It includes $300 billion for the military, $89 billion in disaster aid for Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico, because a lot of people were saying, you know, we need more money for those. We had a rough hurricane season, and there's a lot of damage, and a lot of people need the money. Paul Ryan called the budget plan a true compromise, but apparently not all Democrats think it's a true compromise because they didn't get DACA in it. Remember, they wanted DACA, or they weren't going to vote for the budget. Well, some of them still aren't going to vote for it. Nancy Pelosi's not going to vote for it after all.
Didn't.
She spent 4 hours yesterday telling us how her grandson hates being white and wishes he were Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Gutierrez, who is the leader of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, said he will not support the bill. He also urged other Democrats not to. He said, today, we are going to bring over from the Senate a proposal. They are going to lift the caps, and they're going to say, let's vote on our budget. Well, I say to everybody, don't collude with this administration. Vote against the budget. It's collusion. Now, Rand Paul, in a last-minute kind of maneuver, He delayed the consideration of the budget package to keep the government open past midnight, which is why they were there into the wee hours of the morning, because the Rand Paul said, wait a minute. He talked about the new spending bill. He thinks that it is irresponsible because it's just more and more spending. Here's Rand Paul on the Senate spending bill.
The reason I'm here tonight is to put people on the spot. I want people to feel uncomfortable. I want them to have to answer people at home who said, how come you were against President Obama's deficits? And then how come you're for Republican deficits? Isn't that the very definition of intellectual dishonesty? If you were against President Obama's deficits and now you're for the Republican deficits, isn't that the very definition of hypocrisy?
He's right. It absolutely is the definition of hypocrisy. I ask myself, yeah, every time we go through this, the fact that they don't even bother calling it a budget anymore, it's just a spending bill now, that should say a lot to us. And if you are, if you do stand for fiscal conservatism, which is why I'm not a registered Republican, because socially liberal in a sense of, as long as I don't have to pay for it, I don't care what you do. As long as it doesn't bother anybody else and I don't have to pay for it, go for it. But I tend to side with Republicans because of them being known for being fiscally conservative. Well, they're not fiscally conservative anymore. And Rand Paul, in my humble opinion, absolutely right that it is the definition of hypocrisy to be against spending when the Democrats are the ones spending, but to be for spending when you're the one spending. So it's like saying, well, my spending is good, but your spending is bad. No, it's time we live within our means and live within a budget.
Yeah, I mean, blowing out the caps here is the concern, and this all stems back into sequestration, the fact that they tried to put a Budget Control Act place into effect, they did, in 2011. Sequestration takes effect in 2013 because they can't reach an agreement. They established these budget caps, and then every so often they voted to increase them, and now they're blowing through them again. Rand Paul's against it. Now, I wonder whether or not the president should be a part of all of this conversation. I mean, look, he tweeted yesterday, the budget agreement today is so important for our great military. It ends the dangerous sequester and gives Secretary Mattis what he needs to keep America great. Republicans and Democrats must support our troops and support this bill. And I think most people agree with the military component of this. Obviously, the military does need to be funded. Talk to anybody who's had to deal with any aspect of budgets in the military, and they'll tell you this is crippling. General Mattis talking about how this is the greatest threat to the military over the last 16 years, just having this budget inconsistency. We spoke to two members of the House Armed Services Committee this week who said that troops are directly losing their lives because of this budget inconsistency. But at the same time, that means maybe get the rest of your house in order. If you feel like your priorities need to be changed, then change your priorities. Don't make everything a priority. Establish that, you know, there has to be restraint here. And that was the fight that Rand Paul put up last night. And I wonder if we'll ever hear sort of that deficit hawk mentality from the president. Clearly, he thinks that, you know, the sequester is dangerous to the military. He's right. But what about its effect on the rest of the budget, and how important was that?
Yeah, and you know it's probably not a fiscally conservative budget when Chuck Schumer praises it, and he wrote that funding for education, infrastructure, fighting drug abuse, medical research will all, for the first time in years, get very significant increases, and we have placed Washington on a path to deliver more help to the middle class in the future. So when Chuck Schumer tells me that, yay, this is great because we're spending more, I'm like, my red flag goes up immediately. Paul Ryan was trying to end the shutdown.
You know, most Americans, they're not even awake yet. Or maybe they're just getting up for the first shift. By the time they catch up with the news this morning, they will see one of two things, depending upon what choice we make here right now. Either Congress will have done its most basic responsibility, funding the government and taking care of our brave men and women in uniform. I really believe that that's what the majority of the people in this body wants to see happen. Or they will see a second needless shutdown in a matter of weeks.
A second needless shutdown in a matter of weeks. And as we said, DACA is not in here. And Speaker Ryan addressed that as well.
Let me repeat. My commitment to working together on an immigration measure that we can make law is a sincere commitment. We will solve this DACA problem. Once we get this budget agreement done, and we will get this done for no matter how long it takes for us to stay here, We will focus on bringing that debate to this floor and finding a solution. But we cannot do that unless we pass this budget agreement. Our military can no longer be held hostage in this process. So for this morning, let's honor our troops. Let's do our most basic job, and let's pass this bill. I yield back.
All right. So the good thing is that we have separated immigration out from any kind of budget, which I do believe they should be separate, standalone bills that we vote on separately. But the fact that this is just trillions of dollars is, I think, irresponsible. I agree with Senator Rand Paul. He said, I ran for office because I was very critical of President Obama's trillion-dollar deficits. Now we have Republicans hand-in-hand with Democrats offering us trillion-dollar
the spending deal passing within the last hour from the House, 240 to 186, 67 Republicans and 119 Democrats were opposed, 167 Republicans and 73 Democrats were in favor.
Your tax dollars at work, 6:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay, we have a change on 270. Thank goodness it's for the better. Literally about 2 minutes ago, everything just cleared to the shoulder, 270 southbound before you get to Rockledge Drive and the exit for Old Georgetown Road. But the lineup still out of Rockville. Sure to get better now that we definitely have this improvement. So for everyone heading south down toward the lane divider affected, the crash heading around over toward Bethesda and Silver Spring. If you're heading in toward River Road, all of those lanes heading down to Democracy Boulevard, you don't have an incident or problems to check out there. Let's get you down to the Beltway, 29, no problems, 95, good shape. So far, so good. The Beltway's pretty quiet through Silver Spring and Bethesda, lighter than normal. Baltimore, Washington Parkway and Jessup, they had a crash. Looks like that's on the shoulder now. Just a little stop and go you're hanging with here. Southbound B-Dub just south of 175. George Washington Parkway, hey, you're in great shape. Off the Beltway, McLean, 123, I love it. Down past the Overlooks, enjoy your Friday morning trip there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds. Early cloudy skies later this afternoon, a high of 48. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low at 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy early. Increasing clouds with showers developing later on your Saturday. High of 51. Chance of rain 60%. And then Sunday, cloudy periods of rain with highs in the low 60s. Currently in our nation's capital, 30 degrees at 617. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get two egg and cheese wake up wrap sandwiches for $2. Made with tasty egg and melted cheese. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, limited time offer.
Omarosa Manigault.
that just makes me laugh.
Omarosa. Oh, Omarosa. Interesting day yesterday as Omarosa's name popped up. In addition to all the other stuff the White House has to deal with, right now they have to deal with Omarosa, who, if you were paying attention, used to work at the White House for a time, dragged her entire wedding party over to take pictures at the White House. Sort of has always been, ever since we first discovered her on The Apprentice, a tornado of reality TV star behavior. She's continuing it now back on Big Brother. That show still exists. So they got the band together, and so she's on Big Brother with and saying all sorts of things about her time in the White House. Let's first go to the things that she's been saying.
The one thing that I learned from politics is you have to know how to watch your own back. And in some instances you're gonna watch your front too.
Yeah, so her experience in politics prepared her to go back into reality television.
Big Brother, she was never on Big Brother before. She was on The Apprentice.
That's right.
So now she's on Big Brother because the whole political thing didn't work out for her. I love the dramatic music. Makes it seem so much more.
Oh, dramatic music always improves
everything. Don't you wish you could just carry around a soundtrack with you to give your words more gravitas? I do wish that. There's got to be more from Omarosa, is there?
There is. Here it is.
You know, everybody's enjoying themselves, popping champagne, but here in the Big Brother house, there's a lot of people who want to stab you in the back. Kind of similar to the White House. So, believe me, it's game on.
Oh, boy. Just like in the White House, Omarosa says.
So she's back to being the villain, which is the role she plays well.
What happened to all the discretion about your time in the White House? Oh, that's executive privilege. I can't talk about that. No, Omarosa definitely talks about it.
From the outside, can I tell you as a voter, a citizen? I never got it. Well, you went to the White House with him.
I felt felt like it was like a call to duty. I felt like I was serving my country, not serving him.
Yeah.
Whenever was it accepting a political appointment, it was always about the country.
She had to save the country from Trump. By the way, we're kind of like glossing over the fact that Trump invented her. he's responsible for everything she's ever been a part of, including the fact that she's now on CBS's Big Brother. She goes on about Trump's tweets.
Like, I was haunted by tweets every day.
Haunted.
What is he going to tweet?
Does anybody say to him, what are you doing?
I mean, I tried to be that person, and then all of the people around him attacked me. It was like, keep her away.
Why is she
whispering? Don't give her access. Don't let her talk to him. It's like, and Ivanka's there, Jared's there. And it's...
Who has that power to say...
She's crying.
What's going on?
No. I'm not there. It's not my... It's not my circus, not my monkeys. You know, I'd like to say not my problem, but
not my monkeys.
I can't say that because, like, it's bad.
All right, so Rod Shaw was asked about this at the White House press briefing yesterday, and his line was classic.
What is the White House's reaction to comments made by former White House aide Omarosa on Celebrity Big Brother, where she said, quote, she is haunted by the president's tweets. She described the situation inside the White House as bad and said it is not going to be okay.
Not very seriously. Omarosa was fired 3 times on The Apprentice, and this was the 4th time we let her go.
That's great.
There you go. So not very seriously.
I'm waiting for the reality show with everyone who's been fired from the White House.
It's coming.
Kind of like a Survivor thing.
I think that's on CNN. 6:22 on WMAL.
Diabetes can cause kidney problems that lead to dialysis, neuropathy that can lead to amputation, vision impairment that can lead to blindness, plus heart disease and stroke.
Hi, I'm Corbin Burnson. If you suffer from type 2 diabetes, I have great news for you. Help Your Diabetes, simple yet powerful natural approach has helped thousands of diabetes sufferers lower their blood sugar and get off their medications, often in a matter of just a few months. Discover how our proven, safe, and natural methods can help you get your health and your life back.
Well, I think it saved my life.
My A1C has gone from a 7.8 to a 5.9.
No, I'm not taking any medication at all. I really feel like this saved my life.
Help Your Diabetes, the all-natural doctor-monitored program for those who suffer from type 2 diabetes, is now available to the public. Learn how you can reverse your diabetes. Call 703-891-9502. The first 20 callers get a free consultation and a free A1C test with results in just minutes. Call now, 703-891-9502. 703-891-9502.
I want you to think about someone really special in your life and a way to honor that person. Well, you can do it on Valentine's Day with a beautiful Valentine's Day bouquet from Pro Flowers. It is the perfect way to make a big impression. Choose classic red from their gorgeous rose collection or try something new. They have a huge assortment of different bouquets. They have plants. It doesn't have to be roses. It doesn't have to be red roses. I received beautiful multicolored roses. They're absolutely stunning. They are guaranteed to be delivered fresh and stay fresh for 7 days. Mine are still going. They're beautiful. And they have food and instructions on how to make them bloom. And they're really, really gorgeous flowers. All you have to do, choose a delivery date. It is guaranteed. And right now, you can save 20% off with any purchase of $29 or more. Let me tell you how. Valentine's Day is next week, so hurry and order today to get 20% off your purchase of $29 or more. Go to proflowers.com today. Use my code Walter in the special codes box at checkout. So it's Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. That's proflowers.com. Pick out your bouquet and use the promo code Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R.
Superpowers of Today presents Mr. Zeropia, who has many amazing superpowers.
Not really.
But you're super strong.
No.
So, Mr. Zeropia, what is your superpower?
A 0% APR credit card.
No way!
Way? My Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards Card gives me 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Are you the only one with this power?
Heck no. All Commonwealth One members have it, but with no capes attached.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards Card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. All right, 270. We've been busy since the start of the rush hour, heading out of Rockville down to the lane divide, but it's getting better because the crash is now cleared out of the travel lanes. The accident south on 270, if you commit to those left lanes, heading over toward Rockledge Drive and Old Georgetown Road, everything now put to the left shoulder. Overall, as you come out of the Frederick area, still a great pace here past the Monocacy down through Urbana. It's a slight tap on the brakes here, just volume as you approach and pass 109. And then the next set of delays will be Rockville, again down toward the lane divide. That's our busiest stretch, really, we've had this morning. Had the crash on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you heard me talk about it, south of 175, it's gone, as are the delays. Top side of the Beltway, slowest right now, just after New Hampshire Avenue toward Colesville Road. Virginia Beltway, you are off to a great Friday morning start. I see nothing, no delays between the Wilson Bridge and the American Legion Bridge. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now at 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Start to see the rain chances go up as we head through the next couple of days. Clouds will be on the increase, lower thickened today, and milder 47 rain by tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 29 degrees at 626 on WMAL. Hey, do you remember the name Eric Holder? Remember that guy?
I remember that guy.
The former attorney general for President Obama. Also has the distinction of being the only cabinet member in U.S. history to be held in contempt of Congress. So, you know, somebody's got to be first. So good for him. He's the only one. He apparently, it sounds like he's contemplating a run for the presidency in 2020.
Good.
Wait, did you hear that? You go, yes, please do it. He was at a media breakfast that was sponsored by the Christian Science Monitor. And he was asked a question by reporters about possibly running. And he said, you know, I'll see. I think I'll make a decision by the end of the year about whether there's another chapter. So he is currently supervising Obama's National Democratic Redistricting Committee. So he's got some things on his plate. When he's done with that, he'll think about it.
Yeah, maybe we can find out why he used a giant DOJ slush fund to give millions of dollars to liberal organizations.
You're a racist. 628 on WMAO.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
So, how do you like being a new dad?
Wow. No, it's,
amazing, right?
Totally, but expensive.
Get used to it. You got life insurance, right?
I've only got so much money.
What'd you pay for that coffee?
I don't know. A couple of bucks?
Listen, I'm 34, and I got $750,000 in life insurance for under a dollar a day. That's way less than you put out for that mocha latte.
Seriously? How?
I went to SelectQuote.com. They shop highly rated insurance companies to find your best rates.
Well, I need to protect my family. If SelectQuote can find me rates like that, that's one less thing to worry about.
Exactly.
Give your family the protection it needs at a price you can afford. To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 800-778-9922. That's 800-778-9922. 800-778-9922. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This Steele dossier, I wonder at what point do we start to call it the Clinton dossier or the Democrats dossier, Christopher Steele's involvement. We find out more and more, and now it may involve some Democrats being involved in colluding with Russians. Imagine that. 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In a vote taken last hour, the House has approved a bill to fund the federal government through March 23rd and increase overall spending limits over 2 years. The Senate passed that bill overnight. Earlier this morning, Speaker Paul Ryan vowed to vote on the DACA program soon.
I urge my friends in the minority to stand with us on this bipartisan bill. My commitment to working together on an immigration measure that we can make law is a sincere commitment. Let me repeat. My commitment to working together on an immigration measure that we can make law is a sincere commitment. We will solve this DACA problem.
The spending bill now goes to President Trump for his signature. The 2018 Winter Olympics are getting underway in Pyeongchang, South Korea. A few competitions actually started before today's opening ceremony, which is taking place shortly. A Virginia Senate panel has rejected four bills aimed at protecting LGBT persons from discrimination in housing and employment. Opponents of the bills argued that they could have interfered with religious freedom. Some suggested that schools such as Liberty University could have been forced to let gay couples live in dorms intended for married students. The definition of felony theft in Virginia may be about to change. Under a compromise worked out by Republican lawmakers and Democratic Governor Ralph Northam, the threshold for being defined as a felony theft would increase from $200 to $500. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,860, the NASDAQ at 67,77. Sports sponsored by the Big Motorcycle Show and Timonium, the Wizards fall short and lose to the Celtics in overtime. College ball, Howard loses, the Maryland women win. Hockey, the Caps host Columbus tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Motorcycle Show roars into Timonium Fairgrounds this weekend. See all the new bikes from America, Europe, and Asia, plus the huge display of custom and vintage bikes this weekend at Timonium Fairgrounds. Purchase discount tickets at cycleshow.net.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Do you have dirty carpets? Are you embarrassed when your friends or family come over and see or perhaps even smell the yuck in them? Well, Zero Res can help. I use them at my house and highly recommend you do too. Their name, Zero Res, means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They have a patented process that cleans without any chemicals and provides a healthier, germ-free environment for your home. A Zero Res cleaning helps your carpet stay cleaner longer and your carpets will be left totally clean, removing all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Imagine getting new carpets without the high expense. That's what Zero Res does. I have a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147. Plus, you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Don't have carpet? Zero Res is also offering 25% off hardwood cleaning and polishing. Call now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these individuals a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family, and we strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable. Whether it's taking a small pill to feel relaxed or sleeping through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry services range from comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry to teeth in a day. Whether it's a single tooth or full mouth reconstruction, these implants are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. We can also tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490. online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
UMUC offers 90-plus degrees, specializations, and certificates, so you can gain the skills you need to advance in in-demand fields like cloud computing, data analytics, healthcare, and more. Get started earning the degree you need for the career you want. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Brandywine on Route 5. We're now in a little bit of stop and go here due to a crash. It's going to be northbound 5 north of Brandywine Road near Moores Road. Watch for police at the scene there. No problems right now on the Beltway. Looks good across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Across the American Legion Bridge is quiet. We do have a fender bender reported on the Virginia Beltway, so I see a little bit of volume starting to form in Annandale Interloop just north of 236 Little River Turnpike before you get to the exit for 50. 270, we're trying to shape up here down at the lane divide. Earlier crash on the Beltway on 270 as you head past Rockledge Drive, now over to the shoulder, giving us delays out of Rockville. New problem on 270 is the crash as you leave the Hyattstown area south on 270, south of 109. So you're hung up there. Again, so that's our new problem, 270 south of 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run more clouds in as we go through this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures up. We can get out of the upper 30s yesterday. Today, into the upper 40s. Tonight, upper 30s. Tomorrow, rain in the afternoon, low 50s. And a chance of rain Sunday with highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 22 in Woodbridge, 19 in Rockville, 29 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning. Jump right in there, Vince.
Sure,
it's fine. It's Friday morning. Hey, joining us in about a half an hour at 7:05, Brian Kilmeade is in studio with us. At 7:35, Steve Kastenbaum, our correspondent in South Korea. Yeah, we have a correspondent in South Korea. That's how cool we are. At 8:05, Harlan Hill. He's claiming that Muriel Bowser is attacking him. We'll find out what this is all about. And at 8:35, it's Kevin Cork, also from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Welter here with Vince Colonies.
Good morning. There's new news out about the Russia investigation. There always is. But I figured this is the kind of news you're going to want to hear. But this is interesting. Fox News' Ed Henry has a new report out showing that Senator Mark Warner, who's the ranking member on the Senate Intelligence Committee, was trying to get in touch with the dossier author, as Mary just so smartly pointed out, the Clinton dossier author, Christopher Steele. This is that opposition research packet prepared at the expense of the Hillary Clinton campaign by a former agent of the British government, former MI6 guy, Christopher Steele. And, you know, Warner wanted to get in touch with him back on March 22nd of 2017. He started texting with a lobbyist who also happens to represent a Russian oligarch.
Only Russians have oligarchs. It's so cool.
Yeah, well, the idea, of course, being that, you know, most of these oligarchs actually are connected to the government. And Mark Warner ends up trying to basically create this back channel, at the time a secret back channel, to get in touch with Christopher Steele. And he acknowledges in this text message chain that we need to be careful, but we can help our country, he says. So he says the following: "We have so much to discuss. You need to be careful, but we can help our country," he wrote to the lobbyist, whose name is Adam Waldman. "I'm in," Waldman replied. And that's what began a series of secret text messages between the two men attempting to set up this conversation, which doesn't look like it ever actually bore fruit, despite the fact that Warner was asking over and over and over to speak to Steele. And these conversations, they talk about you know, Waldman says, Chris Steele asked me to call you. Warner responds, we'll call tomorrow. Be careful. Warner texts kind of in an opaque way. He's like, can you talk tomorrow? Want to get with your English friend, he says, and keeps, again, chatting with him. Waldman responding, I spoke to him yesterday. And then they finally connected on March 22nd by phone call at Fox News reports. And that's when Warner texts after that, hey, just tried you again. Got to give a speech, but really want to finish our talk. The sense here was that Steele was spooked by the fact that there were all sorts of leaks coming out of Congress that he might not be able to do this and set this up. But at its core, and also I should mention that Mark Warner didn't want to create paper trails, he said, and he wanted to privately speak to Christopher Steele before they did anything official. So he didn't, and he wanted to have it only between you and I. He didn't want it to get out. So what this all looks like is a Democratic senator who is trying to take down a political opponent, Donald Trump, through conversations with agents of foreign governments, i.e. the lobbyist for a Russian oligarch, connecting him to political opposition researchers who work for Hillary Clinton, Christopher Steele, okay? That's what's baked into all of this. Now, I will grant, obviously, that Mark Warner is tasked with making an investigation here, that Christopher Steele is a central figure in this entire investigation, and that Mark Warner wants to work a back channel to get in touch with him to see if he can't ferret out some information from Christopher Steele, assuming this is the most wholesome version of this. But the problem here is the allegations against Donald Trump amount to, oh, you spoke to someone of foreign citizenship related to a political opponent, and therefore you have committed one of the gravest sins.
Collusion.
Mark Warner here secretly communicating through a Russian oligarch's lobbyist to try and get in touch with Christopher Steele. And meanwhile, you had Adam Schiff, who we talked about earlier this week, was appearing on RT in 2013, arguing for FISA transparency on RT, which the intelligence community told us last year is a propaganda vehicle for the Russian government that should not be trusted and has violated the sanctity of our democracy. And Adam Schiff also taken in by two Russian pranksters claiming to have damning information on Donald Trump that he could use to his advantage to take down a political opponent. Huh. So now you have the two top Democrats on two separate intelligence committees communicating with either people who they believe to be or who are genuinely connected to the Russian government in order to take down a political opponent. Now, by the standards they set, that's a huge sin. But by common sense standards, okay.
So you mean it would be like Donald Trump Jr. meeting with a foreign national to get dirt on Hillary Clinton and walking away with nothing?
And also, by the way, unsuccessfully, yes.
So, but that is something that we should impeach the president for, but this is okay.
Right.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand.
Right.
You know, I have to, you know, disconnect any sense of reason and logical thought in order to understand this.
So credit to Fox News' Ed Henry, who ferreted all of this out and got the text messages. It's, you know, Marco Rubio is standing up for Warner. You have other Republicans who are doing the same, who are basically arguing, look, Warner made us aware of this. It was a while later. But he made us aware of this last year.
Oh, so that's okay. That's what makes it okay then.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes it okay.
Here's my problem. The Republicans who are standing up for Mark Warner should also be at the same time saying, this is exactly what Donald Trump Jr. did. Why are we having this investigation? They should be holding these examples up as reasons why this is ludicrous and we need to stop the lunacy. Well, but they're not, and it makes me crazy.
Well, you are. Thank you for that. 6:43 on WMAL.
Don't fear running out of money in retirement. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group and enjoy your retirement. The Savvy Investor Radio, Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
You know, I tell you all the time that my husband and I got our brand new mattress at Mattress Warehouse. And it was interesting because we dealt with Roy. Roy's wonderful. And the first thing we did was bed match. Literally 3 minutes. I kid you not, 3 minutes. And you'll get a list of the mattresses that are best for you, for your weight distribution, the way you sleep. And so it cuts out so much time just wandering around the store and laying on mattresses, which was fantastic. But Roy made a really good point to us. And he said, you know, so many people don't get a good night's sleep. They wake up in the morning, they sleep 8 hours, but they're tired. And that affects your health. So people look at the price of a mattress, they go, oh my gosh, that's so expensive. But when you boil it down and you look at that cost to keep the mattress for 10 years, you're paying less than a dollar a night. Less than a dollar a night for a good night's sleep. It's an investment in your health. So you need to get a good night's sleep and you need to start with your mattress. This week, you can save up to 60% at Mattress Warehouse. They're Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. They're making Tempur-Pedic more affordable. Mattresses starting at just $22 a month. For a limited time, save up to $1,400 on popular brands. Take advantage of their free adjustable base upgrade or get a free box spring with select purchases. Just visit sleephappens.com to find that Mattress Warehouse location near you.
The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports, self-defense, and more. Concealed carry classes daily. More exhibitors. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Don't miss your chance to buy, sell, and trade at the Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Happy Friday, Jamie.
Happy Friday. All right, you're going to be happy in just a minute here. Virginia Beltway, everybody's currently stopped on the inner loop right near the exit for Gallows Road, but that's to move the crash that's in the left lane over to the right shoulder. So that's why they're stopping everyone, and here they go. They're moving the cars over to the shoulder now. First car released on the Beltway. So patience as you sit through this volume that's just forming here through Annandale. Again, the crash, inner loop right at the exit for Gallows Road. And if I stall, all lanes will be open here in a moment. Anyway, here we go, 66. No problems to report for you coming out of the Gainesville area up through to the Beltway this morning. That's been a good run. Maryland had a couple of problems. Latest heading through Brandywine, still with the crash, northbound 5 near Moores Road. So puts it northbound as you head past the split for 301 past Brandywine Road. Stop and go. 270, our latest problems, troubles are going to be in the Hyattstown area. The crash, 270 south, south of the exit for 109. And then well beyond, coming out of Rockville and down to the lane divide, still have some volume, but the earlier crash as you head down toward Old Georgetown Road, that has been cleared. Brief delay on the outer loop approaching the exit for 270. They're trying to put that minor crash there to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run good rain chances as we head on through the weekend. Clouds will be on the increase. If not mostly cloudy now, you will be becoming mostly cloudy, 47. Tonight in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, rain rolls in by the afternoon, 52. And we could shoot into the low 60s on Sunday with a good chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 29 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL. Representative Eric Swalwell from California, who I never even heard his name about 3 weeks ago, was suddenly everywhere. Somebody got a publicist.
They have him on Fox a lot. He's such a great punching bag, this
like I
guy.
Said, somebody got a publicist.
It's pretty funny.
So he has just introduced a bill called the Journalist Protection Act. He said in the release for the bill that President Trump's labeling the press, quote, a stain on America and, quote, an enemy of the American people has encouraged people to find violence against journalists to make it more acceptable. So it's President Trump's campaign, he said, has an administration have created a toxic atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So he wants to protect journalists, and the Journalist Protection Act is co-sponsored by 12 members of the House, all Democrats. It would provide a penalty up to 3 years in prison for causing bodily injury to a journalist. Now, the criminal code defines bodily injury as a cut, an abrasion, or a bruise.
You think these guys live in a bubble now? Wait until you give them this protection. It's like, hey, you need to maintain a 10-foot perimeter around my glowing body.
causing serious bodily injury could get someone up to 6 years in prison. And Swalwell cited at least 44 attacks on journalists in the last year. Here's my problem with this. We're just creating yet another protected class who are more valuable than the rest of us. Because if they get a bruise, if you so much as inflict a bruise on them, you can go to prison now for 3 years.
I just didn't know that assault was legal. I had no idea. I'm glad somebody's finally dealing with that problem.
Are we filing this in the good to know category?
Yeah, finally, somebody's dealing with assault and making it a crime. Oh, wait, it is a crime. It's so dumb. And that's my problem with it. It's that, look, it's a crime to assault people. It's an extra crime now. A journalist. It's bonus crimes. This is like, we're getting into, were you thinking the wrong thing when you committed that act of violence?
That's what a hate crime is. Lumping this into the hate crime category. What were you thinking when you attacked this person?
Because we're going to double up this crime now.
It's ridiculous. And Rick Bloom, director of the news media for Open Government, praised this. He said, online harassment of journalists has included death threats, threats of sexual and other physical violence. Well, we have channels to handle that. It's called the police, and you file a report, and we go from there.
By the way, I don't want to take away from the fact that journalists do go into tough areas. I mean, I have two reporters who got beat up in Baltimore during the riots covering that. That wasn't political. There are tough spots for journalists to go into. It should still be a crime on a normal basis.
Absolutely. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. One of the things I value most in life is time. Time to spend with my daughter, time to spend with family, and the time I put into my company that's reinventing the way women color their hair. The busiest, most successful women I know use Madison Reed, the amazing hair color hack. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, shiny, multidimensional, healthy-looking hair with an ammonia-free formula. You'll look like you just came from a salon, but the reality is you have more me time to do what you love. Things get busy. Let us take care of you and your hair. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code QUALITY. That's code QUALITY. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
This is The Real Truth About Real Estate. And now your host, Frank Prindle.
I've been proudly representing home buyers and sellers in the D.C. metro area for nearly 25 years. I've seen real estate trends come and go, but one thing that will always remain is the most important trait to consider when choosing an agent to represent you is trust. Your home is your most valuable asset. Your agent should understand this and treat you as a partner. You should never have to ask the question, is my agent doing all they can do to sell my home? If you have trust, then you already know the answer is yes. I'm a West Point grad and military vet, and my guarantee is this. I will represent you and your home with honor and integrity, and if I can't sell your home, then I'll buy it.
To learn more from Frank, go to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com. And don't forget to tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 for more Real Truth About Real Estate. Visit itrustfrank.com today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
It's 6:53, so let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday, Jess.
Happy Friday to you, Mary. Good morning. Looks like Washington is going to work this morning. The markets seem to like that. Futures are slightly higher. The Dow's indicated to pop up 90 points at the open, and that would be a slight recovery from yesterday's disastrous Dow drop of more than 1,000 points. Markets are all lower in Europe. They closed lower in Asia. Crude oil is down a little bit this morning. A nationwide trucking shortage getting some attention. It means freight and labor costs for tire makers, beer distributors, and others. They're going to pass those costs on to you, the consumer. Yesterday, the CEO of Tyson Foods said a nationwide shortage of trucks and drivers will add hundreds of millions of dollars in costs to that company this year alone. A record contract in the NFL. The San Francisco 49ers locked down their quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo. 5 years, $137.5 million. In theaters today, Universal's 50 Shades Freed, Warner Brothers' The 1517 to Paris, and Sony's Peter Rabbit. And the opening ceremony is tonight from the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. CNBC sister network NBC carries the games. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. Join us in Ashburn, Tuesday, February 13th at 1 and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's 6:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia Beltway, we have a little bit of a delay. Volume through Annandale, but the crash completely out of the travel lane. So you're moving again as you pass 236 Little River Turnpike before you get to Route 50. So hang with it here. Delays are going to be after you come off of 95 near Braddock Road. Now, once you get beyond the crash, nothing. Wide open through Tyson's, great across the American Legion Bridge for everyone. It's been light than normal on 66 Greenway and Toll Road looking good. Now for 270, had a couple of problems this morning. Latest one puts us in delays. Urbana to get you through Hyattstown past the exit for 109 with the crash. Into Brandywine, northbound 5. Oh, it looks like we have the lanes open now too. A little bit of volume remains, but northbound 5 near Moores Road for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run more clouds in as we go through this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures up. Didn't get out of the upper 30s yesterday. Today, into the upper 40s. Tonight, upper 30s. Tomorrow, rain in the afternoon, low 50s. And a chance of rain Sunday with highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 28 degrees at 6:56. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by the National Confectioners Association.
Consumers want easy-to-find calorie information and plenty of choices when enjoying their favorite treats. That's why America's chocolate and candy companies are providing consumers with more options in smaller pack sizes with front of pack calorie labels. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
And it is 28 degrees on WMAL. Coming up, Comey. Actually, coming up is Brian Kilmeade. He's actually in studio. But James Comey has a memoir coming out, and he is now moving up the memoir release date amid intense scrutiny at the FBI. See, I have a theory as to why he's moving up the release date.
Uh-huh.
It's because you can't benefit from your crimes while you're in prison, the Son of Sam law.
Oh, there you go.
So that's probably why he's moving it up. The heat's on, so James Comey has decided to move up the release date. And his tweets are just amazing. You know, know, yesterday, yesterday I took a long, peaceful walk by the Potomac on a break from putting finishing touches on my book. I'm looking forward to its release and joining the discussion about ethical leadership.
Yeah, he's walking around in the woods, keeps running into Hillary Clinton, tweeting photos.
Did you notice a theme here that they all become very spiritual and they take long walks in the woods or along the Potomac?
I like how he had, like, a secret Twitter account for a while, and then as soon as he, you know, leaves, gets canned, and then negotiates a book deal, now it's important that he have a real Twitter account because he's getting ready for all this book promotion. I mean, that's what this is all about. So they're moving, they're trying to move this up. I don't know, it's still not moved up enough. I mean, in order to be, you know, right inside the window, but I guess he thinks it'll be good. They're now releasing it in April rather than May.
Yeah, April 17th versus May 1st. So it's only, 2 weeks? They say that the publisher said the date change has to do with the FBI being under intense scrutiny, quote unquote. So read into that what you will. Is it because it'll be a hot book because the FBI is under intense scrutiny? Or is it because we got to get this thing out now because the FBI is under intense scrutiny and he was part of all of that?
Well, you got to wonder what it's going to include. The title of the book is A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. And presumably he's going to try and include a bunch of details about his time with Donald Trump. And, you know, how much of that is he actually allowed to share? And remember, in order to get the information out in the first place, he was leaking the memos in order to stimulate a special counsel investigation. Did he hold back more? Did he not tell the country more? Is he saving something for his book? He wants to profit off the knowledge rather than share it with the relevant committees and investigators? That may be the case. So it's all going to appear in this book, which they're pushing up for the benefit of the country.
Coming up on WMAL, Brian Kilmeade in studio. We're going to talk to him about this budget, whether Rand Paul did the right thing, and his new book out, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle in New Orleans. You can get a signed copy. We'll tell you how.
And the opening ceremony getting kicked off this morning, Steve Kastenbaum is in South Korea. He is our correspondent there. We'll chat with him live, all ahead on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the West Virginia Office of Tourism. While you slept, the Senate voted for a spending bill to fund the government. And then as you were getting up and getting ready for work a couple of hours ago, the House passed it as well, meaning the shutdown will be over once the president signs it.
Well, I think the big question right now is what was the actual impact of a shutdown, particularly one that's in the middle of the night? And another thing, when the Office of Management and Budget was reaching out to the agencies last night and informing them that they needed to prepare for this, they were allowed contingency plans to allow their workers, even those that would be furloughed, to come in for 4 hours to have kind of a regular order shutdown, if you will. So there isn't expected to be a lot of impact. I haven't heard from friends and colleagues that are federal workers that any furlough notices have gone out, so things should be pretty seamless.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. The 2018 Winter Olympics are getting underway. Nearly 3,000 athletes from 92 countries are in South Korea hoping for a medal.
There are 241 athletes on Team USA, the largest delegation the states have sent to a Winter Olympics. Luger Aaron Hamlin was chosen to carry the stars and stripes at the front of the team.
You know, it's my fellow Team USA athletes who gave me this, and so that, you know, means a ton because they're athletes that do the same thing I do, and that, you know, there are so many people that are deserving of this that to be selected is pretty amazing.
Steve Kastenbaum at the 2018 Olympics in Pyeongchang.
A Virginia Senate subcommittee has approved a bill aimed at raising money for Metro, but the panel first dropped a proposed statewide sales tax on Uber and Lyft to help generate that money. Virginia's poised to soften the penalties for people caught stealing smaller dollar items. A compromise announced by Governor Ralph Northam and Republican lawmakers would raise the state's threshold for defining felony theft from $200 to $500. There's another push on in Annapolis to make recreational marijuana legal in Maryland.
Tacoma Park delegate David Moon has tried twice before and is hoping the third time's a charm when it comes to taking the issue of legalizing recreational pot use to the people.
It asked voters to weigh in on the question, yes or no, on whether Maryland should legalize adult use recreational cannabis.
Moon says his plan would allow people to possess up to an ounce of pot and be able to grow a small amount as well. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some big renovations are coming this summer to Capital One Arena. It's a $40 million effort, including all new seats, a new sound system, upgraded concessions and lounges. Jim Van Stone is with Monumental Sports and Entertainment.
We have a couple blocks of time that we're going to be closing the building, and some other times we're working around the events that we have already scheduled. So we're really excited about it, and you know, we feel very comfortable and confident that by the start of the season, you know, many of these enhancements will be completed.
And he points out the renovation will be entirely privately funded. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin has introduced legislation that would ban the use of federal money for the kind of military parade that President Trump wants. The idea of such a parade has drawn criticism from many Democrats, including Cardin. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,860. The Nasdaq at 67.77. Sports, the Wizards rally but lose to Boston in overtime. College basketball, Howard loses. The Maryland women win. Hockey, the Caps host the Blue Jackets tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. If you don't buy your windows from Thompson Creek, chances are that you will pay a middleman markup that increases the price without adding value. This is Mary Walter with some important information for you. When you think about replacement windows, think about all the costs in a typical supply chain. There are a lot of middleman markups that go into the price you pay. If you go through a typical contractor, you pay the manufacturer markup, shipping costs to the building supply company markup, the sales commission for the building supply company, sales rep, the dealer markup, the sales commission for the dealer sales rep, and the installation crew. That's a lot of markups all rolled into your price. Well, Thompson Creek is different because they do it all. They design, build, and install their own windows, which are built locally in the Thompson Creek factory. Buy factory direct and save. Call 855-57-CREEK now to eliminate